ועשו להם ציציס על כנפי בגדיהם לדירסם. So it says in the Torah that you should have tzitzis on the kanfe of the arba kanfes. How many tzitzis? It doesn't say in the pasuk how many tzitzis. It just says tzitzis. We are having 8 tzitzis on each corner of the talus cotton. Where do we take this amount of 8? So this we learn out from the second posik that says in Chumash Dvorim, in Parshas Tetzeh. Over there it does not say Vo'osu lehem tzitzis, it says Gdilim ta'aseh loch alav bakamfes ksusko. Not tzitzis, but Gdilim. What is the difference between tzitzis and Gdilim? Dealing tzitzis is single strings. Gdilim means that they are braided. Whenever you take 2 strings and you braid them, it becomes a gdil. So gdil means that not only 1 tzitze, it means at least 2 tzitzes. When it says gdilim, it means 2 gdilim. So each one is 2 strings. So it must be at least 4 strings. So we do have 4 strings. They are just doubled and they come out from both sides. So it becomes 8. 4 long strings are being doubled, and that's how they are 8. Since it says 2 psukim, one says also like tzitzis, and one says gdilim, so what are the 2 things that we need? Therefore, our tzitzes have both. The gdilim is the first part of the tzitze, which you have braided these strings one on the other, and then comes out the single strings, that they are the tzitzes. How long is supposed to be the braided one, the gdilim, and how long is supposed to be the single ones, the tzitzes? So the Gemara says that the nicest is if the braided one is half of the single one. The single ones should be twice as long as the braided one, as the gdilim. How long is it? So the minimum is 12 etzboyos, which is about 24 centimeters, which is about 10 inches. Our tzitzis is longer than 10 inches, so that's longer. But the minimum is, it should be 10 inches. These 10 inches, 4 of them, a third of them, these 12 etzboyos, 4 etzboyos, a third of them, is braided, gdilim, and 2/3 is the single tzitzis. Our ones is longer, but it always stays a third of the whole thing. When you take always the single strings and you double them and you put them over the braided ones, it will be about the same amount. That's the nicest way, and that's the way it should be. So we know more or less how much the original tzitzis should be. That it should be 4 etzboyos about 3.5 inches, the gdilim, and about 8 etzbois, which is about 7 inches, the single ones. That's when we install it, when we make the tzitzis. What happens then if it's being turned off, one of the tzitzis or two of the tzitzis, and left with less? Then there is a din of what is called in Gemara Gardumin, Shirayim. When it's left over, even if less than the shiur is left, it is still kosher.
Lechatchila?
Even lechatchila, but we will discuss today how much is it kosher when it's being teared off. This din of gardumim, of shirayim, is not only by the tzitzis, it's also by the beged. We have learned in the last year that from the whole till the end is supposed to be at least kesher gudel, the joint of the tongue, the first joint of the tongue, which is about 1.25 inches. That's when we install when we make the tzitzis, when we install it in the baguette. But let's say later, after I already have it done, it tore off a piece. It's kosher if a little bit stays. Or if these holes where the tzitzis come out from became longer and they came almost till the end, it is still kosher. Even though we don't have the kesher gudel, we don't have 1.25 inches from the hole till the end. But it was when you installed it, so it stays kosher. That's the din of shirayim. The same thing is by the tzitzis. Even when you did it, it was the proper way, it had 10 inches, it had 12 etzbois, so even if it tears off, it is still kosher. How much could you tear off and it should still stay kosher? So there is 2 days. We'll discuss the first day, and then we'll discuss the second day, and then we'll see how we're doing it in different circumstances, each one, when it stays kosher and when not. The first day says, the Gemara says that from each string, which means from each double string, from each one of the four, there is supposed to stay kedei anive, enough to make a knot. And one knot, or not each one, at least in general, it's about, they assume it's about 1.75 inches. Somewhat less than 4 centimeters. So, that would mean we have 4 on this side and 4 on this side. If this 4 on the left side would be completely torn off, nothing would stay. And the right side, from each one, would stay 2 inches. That would be still kosher. Because from each one of the 4, there is still a kedei anive. From the left one we don't need because it's the same. And from the right side we have the kedei anive, so it's kosher. This is what the first day says. That from each one of the 4 strings, there is supposed to stay on one of the sides 1.75 inches. And that's enough. That's one day. But the second day says, no, not so far. It is much less. Why is it much less? So we'll have to first give an introduction of the Din of Tchilis. Today we don't have Tchilis. We have only white. What is called white? It's not exactly white. But white is called, it's not colored. It's the original color of the wool. That's white. In the time of Beis HaMikdash, or even in the time of Gemara, they had the strings that are sky blue. That are made from, in a certain way. We don't know today exactly, so we don't do it.
How many strings did they use?
There's actually a machlekes. We have, on this gdil, we have a chulye, which means, chulyes means there is one long one that goes around. That long one has to be sky blue, the tchilis. Which means only a half of a string has to be colored. Because the other half that sticks out, the other side, and is not going around, doesn't have to be tchilis. So out of the eight, only one is tchilis. The Ravid is chelik on the Rambam. And he says, no way. If there is one string that has to stay tchilis, so it's the whole length of it. So one of the four is tchilis. So there will be on each side one tchilis. That's the Ravid. The Rash and Tesfas say no. Two strings have to be white and two strings tchilis. So it will be on each side two tchilis and two white. Together will be four tchilis and four white.
So three shittas.
Three shittas. The halacha is like the last shittah. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is both like the last shittah. So it will be four blue, sky blue, and four white. This two long blue, which means that four strings will be blue.
One long blue, one regular blue. One long one, one shamish, and the other one will be regular.
Right. So together, four strings out of the eight, four strings would be blue. And that's how the Alter Rebbe explained the Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Chumash, as we see in the first pasuk, "Venosnu al tzitzis hakonof psil tchelas." On the tzitzis there should be psil tchelas, but it doesn't say how many. So we, the Alter Rebbe, says that the halacha is that we need two on each side, as he explains right in the beginning, in Simei Yudalef Sifalef, "Mitzvah tzitzis b'zman shoyet tchelas motzui." Hoyo mitzvot sheikach beis chutim tzvuim betzeva anikro tcheiles u beis chutim sheinu tzvuim anikroim chute lovan. Mpnei sheinu no mitzvuim tzavum, so they stay white. Ach shuv shein lonu tcheiles, today we don't have tcheiles, so we taking four white. Out of these four white, two are white, as it says in the Chumash, and two, since we do not have tchilis, so we put white instead of them. It's not the same. Two are white because we do like the tail, and two are white only to fulfill what we miss. Since we can't put blue, so we put white. It's not the original ones that we need. It's only a milui for what we are missing, so we fill up with something else.
What's the naftimina?
Here we come to naftimina. So the second day says that when the Gemara says that even shirei tzitzis kosher, it's only shirei tchilis because we don't have the real deal. So out of the other two, they could be tore off. But the two that are supposed to be original white, they are supposed to be, stay always as their shear. They should be no less than 10 inches.
You have to check if the shamish one is ripped?
It doesn't matter which one. It has to be because after all it's all white.
But according to all opinions, the Shamash it was Tcheles.
But so, so he. But today we don't have. So today they're all equal. It just has to be two and two.
So you could be Toile.
Yes.
So two is four.
We'll see soon if two is four. Mm-hmm. Two means two and not four. Why? Two means four, right? No, but let's see what happens if we have two.
Two and two each side.
If we have two and two from each side, how do you know they're the same? Maybe they're different, so then all four will be missing. So therefore, the only way that we could is only two. If they are on the same side, all four, then certainly they are from four separate ones, so it's not kosher. Even if they are from two sides, so if they are two and two, they may be from the separate.
Even it's from a one and one.
So it's only two. Either, even three. Any three that you have, they may be from different ones. Mm-hmm. So they are not kosher. Mm-hmm. Only two are kosher. These two could be on the same side, mm-hmm. could be on the opposite side. And it's a different. If they are on the same side, they will be kosher even if they're cut off completely. Nothing is left. Because you have the other side complete.
Right.
If you have one on this side and one on that side, so one side could be complete, the other side has to stay 2 inches. Because if they are both sides tear off, maybe they are the same, so they are not good. Comes out that the second layer will not have four, will not have two, because we could never know. So we have only one, which is two sides. Either from the same side, either from the different, opposite side. If they are from the same side, they could be turned off completely. If they are from the opposite side, one has to be could be complete, and one has to stay almost clean.
So how many have to be from each side? How many have to be from each side? How many to just...
Go again. From four... Could you have four on one side, nothing on the other side? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's the first day.
Right.
But the second day is only two on one side. So you can't have the two on the other side, because maybe the two on the other side are from the others.
Right. So
you could have only two on one side. Or one on this side and one on that side. But only two. In any case, it's kosher only when it's two.
Only two are left and two aren't left?
No, two are peeled off and the rest are all left.
Six left.
Because we don't know. If three are missing, maybe they are from three different and they are not kosher. Only two are kosher. So you could have, when could you be sure they are only from two? Only if they are on one side, two, or one on this side and one on that side.
But if there's one side, so it has to have at least...
So if it's from the opposite side, it has to be at least...
Yeah.
Can I if from the back, be the same side, it could be completely...
It should be 2 inches or 1 3/4.
It says 1 3/4. It's not clear, but that's what the assumption is. So, lapeya, we have four on each side. It could be turned off two... on one side completely, and it's still kosher. Or it could be turned off one on one side, and one on the other side. But then one of the sides has to stay at least 1 3/4 inches. That's the second layer. We are neyeg, it says in Shulchan Aruch, like the second layer. But b'sh'asat chak, you are so aware that you don't have another talus and you're doubting in the middle of it turned off, so then you could rely on the first day. So if from one side completely all four turned off, and from the other side also it turned off, it just stayed a little bit, b'shas at hak, you could rely on that. But lachatchila, we don't rely on that. And if more than two are turned off, in any case, they are not kosher.
And if all of them, in other words, if the content of the first day, if all of them are 2 inches, it's good too.
Yes. If all of them are 2 inches, or at least four of them on one side are 2 inches.
For the kids, it's good.
Yes. So what's the problem? So if it tears off, you could... tie to it another piece, and it should be good. Could it then be good?
Obviously not.
Why not?
I won't have to pay the guy $3 every time.
That's a good proof. But the question is, if that's the case. So let us discuss it. There is a din batzitzas, it says in the Pasuk, Dilim ta'aselecho. You should make it. Ta'aselecho. You shouldn't fix it when it becomes possible, you can't fix it. You have to do it from scratch. Because if you just fix it, it's not called ta'ase, it's osui. So therefore, if it tears off, you're supposed to take it all apart and put a new one. That's correct. But there is still a way. Let's say only one was tears off. Is it still kosher? Or two are tears off?
One side.
From one side or from both sides? And the from both sides, then there is
inches.
But that's still kosher. But how could you go with this? Maybe it will fall again and another will be tilled off and then it's gone. So what do? You take the string that fell off and you tie it. And you take the second one that tilled off and you tie it. So now it's again kosher. It was always kosher. Now, if another one will fall off, we'll still think kosher. Because it never became possible. If it became possible, you have to pay a few dollars to remake it. But if you catch it when it's still only one or only two, you could attach it. That's it.
Yeah, but the mice mina also, it still doesn't...
No, it's always kosher. Tasim and also means it became possible and you just fixed it. So you didn't do it. You have to do it. But here, it was a problem, you were afraid, maybe. No. So you tied it, it's okay.
And you're saying, just stomach kosher, if you tie it, that's considered
yes.
Good?
So let's see inside. Uh-huh. Let's see Siman Tzvo. Siv Gimel. Ve'im irtze likshir bechut shenifsak eit chut acher kedei lahashlimo liyudbeis gudlin horashus biyadeh. משום דהקשירו חשוב החיבור גומר כאילו הם חוט אחד ממש. The whole thing is just tied together. But that's before it became possible, as it says in the next one, במד דברים אמורים, שהקשירו מיילס לעשי של חוט ארץ, שנקשירו כאידם עשי הסחוטים בבגד. אבל אם לאחר שהיתו לחוט בבגד, נפסק חוט אחד מודל חוט הנרוכים, ולא אם ישתייר בכדי הניבה, בעניין שהציציס פסולו, אימי אלו לתקנה על ידי שיקשבי ההתחות. כיוון שכבר נפסלו הציציס, אימי אלו להכשירה.
When he says חוט אחד,
חוט אחד, he says a long one.
That means both sides.
Yes, and then it became possible.
Right, but if you had one side, like I said,
yes,
one or three quarters.
Still crusher, you could still touch it.
Is it possible if piece which is missing, tear it off. Is it possible to take from another?
Sure, why not? No problem. So that's the deal. But we still don't have all the details. We say that if two are teared off, they are, even if they are teared off all the way, and
from
if there
side.
Is two sides, one of them has to be kdei anive. So kdei anive is about almost 2 inches that sticks out from the last nut. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's kind of less than 2 inches. So what's the problem? It's still more than 2 inches from the beginning. Open it and that's it.
It's from the beginning of the...
Yeah. Okay. So what's the problem? So you'll open one nut. We're speaking about B'dievet after it's done. But the evidence doesn't have to be exactly 5 kshorim, so it will be 4 kshorim. Is that enough? It has to be out of the last nut, has to be there, the 2 inches. As today is a shorim.
But the ganze kshorim with everything, that's just a minute, no?
But we discussed in the beginning of the shir that there is gdilit. There is, it has to be braided. It doesn't have to be a kesher, it doesn't have to be chulir, but they have to be braided. Because it says gdilim tassel, or gdilim means that they are braided. And since it says gdilim, it says not only one gdil. Right. There is two gdilim, so it becomes four and eight. And they have to be all braided. That's why there is part of it is gdilim, and this part is called tzitzis.
So, l'chur, if you made one night and you made a few, how many braids do you have to do?
So, minatea, there is no shear.
Right.
So, since that, minatea, no shear, so I could take it off and it will stay good. Yeah, yeah. Or we shall say, actually, now this is braided, this is dealing.
Right.
And this is a string. The string is not there, so it became possible already. You could look at it this way and look at it that way. Mm-hmm. There's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Mm-hmm. We'll see what it says. In Simin Yud Beis, see Vov, the last paragraph of Simin Yud Beis. Kol mokim shetzorch leishtar kedei anive, yesh eivrim shetzorch leishtar kol hagdil sholim. Umin ho'onof, from the single strings, ishtar kedei anive. Veyesh eivrim, שאפילו אם נפסקו במוקים שהם כרוכים בגדיל, even if it cut off in middle, but still you could open it and it's still there. So it is still kosher. מן הגואלום להחמיר להצריך כדי עניבה מן העונף. That you should need the כדי עניבה, the 2 inches out of the גדיל. That's the 2 days about...
Onuf means at the end?
Onuf is the tzitzis, the single strings.
Oh, the single string.
Yes. It's like a tree that has the main, and then it has the onuf.
Oh, the onuf, I have.
So, that's for the one that has to be taking out 2 inches. Mm-hmm. And what about the other side that doesn't have to stick out at all? Mm-hmm. Is that good even when it's stirred off the middle? Here, he doesn't say that it doesn't. He just says, the one that has to have the 2 inches, that has to be alakadif. So actually, he doesn't say Shulchan Aruch. But in Siddur, he adds that even this has to be out. It has to be, could be tilled off completely, but only after the deal ends. We'll see the last line of the on the page, from Piskei HaSiddur El Hasitzis. אם נפסק אפילו חוט אחד מיקורי, even one, דיינו על הקונף, or אפילו תהיה הגדיל, in middle of the גדיל, פסולו. Because it has to be complete, the גדיל, and out of it is... So therefore, no, finally...
But you said before that the whole thing, the inyan of the גדיל, loved after you need so many ksharim and
but
everything.
But it is gdil already. So now there is no tzitzis. So it became possible. So,
and if you take it, oh, see,
and yeah, after possible, you take it off, after you take it, after it becomes possible, you can't. The question is, if it becomes the Hatchila possible.
Do you ever swallow why the Alter Rebbe didn't discuss this in Shulchan Aruch?
Because it's a second day, a third day that usually is not brought. So in Shulchan Aruch, he just brings the 2 days that are brought in Shulchan Aruch. But then in Siddur, he found a day that says that even the other side has to be, and he said, do it.
I see.
So you need to have something from one side, that's how it comes out. You need to have the 2 inches from one side.
It's 2 sides. There are 2 on one side, then nothing has to be 2 filled off completely, nothing has to be. But it has to be out of the That's all when it's filled off. When you speak about kids, it happens more that it opens. Mm-hmm. It unbraids. What's the din then? The din is that whatever is unbraided,
twisted,
mm-hmm. then it's not considered a tzitzit. Why not? So we have again the first pasuk. It says, "Ve'osu lehem tzitzis l'kanfi v'gdeim l'deireisam, ve'nosnu al tzitzis hakonaf psil tcheles." Psil is a wick. A wick is usually threaded. If the threads are twisted, they are
spun.
Spun. So they have to be spun. We spoke till now, spoke about the deal that you have already strings, and they are being braided. But now we speak about each one of the strings is also spun already. It has to be spinned. Why? Because this is psil. It's not a single. Psil means that they are already spinned one over the other. The threads, there are two threads, and they are spinned one over the other, and it becomes one string. So it has to be. We are doing it not only one time, not only spinning two times, but three times. And by three times doing that, it becomes eight threads in each string, which is called Kofel Shmoina. When we see a string, we don't really open it, so we don't know. They are very thin threads that they are spinned over the other, and they become two. Then you take two like that, and you spin one over the other, it becomes four. And then you do it a third time, one over the other, so it becomes eight. Four and four is eight. So each one of them is eight. Actually, today it's not so easy. They have techniques how to do it so thin and eight. Generations ago, the eight was very thick.
That was the whole kunst when Wallace first came
out. That's correct. He was the first one to find a way how to do it thin and still Kofel Shmeino. But it doesn't have to be Kofel Shmeino, but it has to be a psil. It has to be spinned, the thread over the thread.
So you're saying the chachila could be two threads?
Two threads, it doesn't say eight.
Right.
We're doing eight. If we learn Rambam about the Bisamigdash, there was different kinds of poreches. Okay. Some of them had eight, some of them had twice, it became 16, and some of them had three times eight. They took eight, three, and they made, so it became 24. But we are having eight.
So that's Stama Chumra, is this?
Yes. But if it opens completely, then it would be not considered as a string. Right. Because it's not psil. Right.
Had to come to eight.
Because three times, one over one is two, two over two is four, four over four is eight.
He said, where did they come with the Cheshbon of
it? Why that's eight? How it comes out eight. That's how we do it.
No, but why
eight? Yeah. I really don't know. Because in Beis Hamikdash it says in Chumash that different things that it has to be eight. There is Mosh Zoran, different ways. So, and there is eight and less, and then there is more. So we're doing like that. I don't know, it doesn't mention Shulchan Aruch, and I don't know really the reason for it. Probably it's form, they explain that. So when we are going to learn now that when it opens, it becomes like obsolete, it's not considered. That's when it opens completely. So if it opens completely, so if one would open completely, it would, even if the whole thing opens, so it's like cut off. But if there would be three that would be opened, and they would be less than 10 inches, then according to the first day, it wouldn't be, the second day it wouldn't be kosher.
Could you do a knot in the top to the string open?
What?
That small knot in the top of the string.
Yes, some do it.
Some put glue.
Some put glue, some do it. Some do it not. By us, the way that they do is so good that you don't even need it. But some do it, yes.
If could phrase at the end, so you can make a knot at the end of the.
You can make a knot, or you could put a little glue. Some people put like a little tip of glue at the tip.
How about glue but a knot so it doesn't
open up? That I've seen too. I've seen at some Thalesin lately they do that. They put a little glue on the knot gufa.
On the knot gufa, yes, but then that's a problem because it says that that it has to be 5 knots, and when it's glued. It's not really close. Here it doesn't say anything. Just says tzitzis, so it's fake tzitzis. Mm-hmm. But if you put glue on the knot, it's not the knot is not holding. The glue is holding. So it causes problems. So they're trying not to have it.
She's saying it's a shayla if it's really considered a kesher.
Yeah, so that's why some don't.
I heard if you put on water when you do the thing.
It's also correct.
Because they have this thing, they sell it, they call it
water. That only makes it should bend, it shouldn't open again. So we'll see in Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Beis. He says, Chutei Atzitzis Tzrichim Shzire. Shzire means they should be threaded. Twined. That each two threads should be spinned. Sheneema Psil Tcheles. Psil is she tovu veshozur keim psile. Tovu usually when you do wool, you first get the single ones, then you make each one. It should be spinned on itself, and then you took two and you spin over the other. That's called shozur. But where does it say psil? But the tcheles. It doesn't say that the loven should be psil. So we say that matcheles tovi v'shozur af loven has to be tovi v'shozur. Why? Because shari hukshu. The tere in this posikin shlach, there is two have a psukim. One speaks about the tzitzis, the loven, and one speaks about the tcheles. But when we come to Parsha Tetzaveh, when he says gdilim, Gdilim is all together. So Hukshus and the Tera puts both of them together. And then he says that this Dalet Chutim, when you, since you have to double them, you have to fold them, so they become 8. And then he says that this 8 always should be a third. Should be shlish. In Haftes it says, noitzitzis, when is it nice? When a shlish of the is gudl, gdil, dalet gudlim, about 3.5 inches is gdil, ubei shlishin onaf. Vafilu her, ichatzitzis, ours is usually longer than 10 inches, so it still has to be that it should be a third, should be gdil, and the 2/3 should be tzitzis.
Was dalet greater than gdil
beish shlishin onaf? Dalet gudli means 3.5 inches, ches gudli chesed boys should be tzitzis means the onaf should be 7 inches.